The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning, John.
It's always a pleasure when Ann is here.
Thank you.
Because she adds so much to the show. And I always start the show before we get to our first guest by explaining the purpose of Project Independence. Within the town of North Hempstead, Project Independence is the town's initiative to help seniors age in place. And we do that with so many things, this radio program being one of them. We have a TV, North Hempstead TV. And the most important thing to remember is 311. Call 311 with any question. Actually, the conversation we're going to have with Dr. Shipley in a minute. You have a question about it, you call 311. Because we have partners with Northwell Hospital, with social workers, we have transportation. We have over 200,000 rides have been given to the seniors in the town of North Hempstead to and from doctor visits and shopping. So bottom line, the town of North Hempstead, you're not alone. If you need something, if you need a light bulb changed in your house, you call, we'll help you out. And volunteers come and go. You know, from a senior perspective, we'd rather you not get on a stepladder and change a light bulb and fall and have to decide whether you're going to go to the emergency room or the urgent care, when you could call 311. Some young man or some young lady will come over, change the light bulb, and they're gone. So, and everybody is vetted. So anyway, 311 is the number. Everybody needs to remember it. And now I'm going to get to our first guest, which is Dr. Neil Shipley, who is the medical director at Northwell Go Health Urgent Care. And the purpose of today's program, because a lot of these urgent cares have popped up, and of course you have the emergency room, and you have your regular doctor. So what does a person do? I mean, good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
And it is an issue. Do you go to urgent care? I've gone to urgent care because you call the doctor, it's 2 or 3 weeks, which is fine. And it's not that type of a thing. It's like, I have a gag, I'm choking or something. But I'm not crazy. I mean, crazy, I'm very, very sick, so I'm not going to go to the emergency room. What's the fine line? Is there one?
Absolutely. So, you know, urgent cares sort of fit into that space between your primary care doctor and the emergency department.
Okay.
They're designed to take care of, you know, minor unanticipated healthcare needs on a basically as needed walk-in basis. So you don't need to make an appointment, although you certainly can book one online.
Urgent care?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. The Northwell Go Health Urgent Cares, you have the ability to go on your mobile device or on the website and book an appointment at a time that's convenient for you.
Wow. That's terrific. I have no, honestly, I thought it was strictly a walk-in and get online.
Okay. Nope. Definitely not.
So can you also tell what the wait is like in a facility?
You can for the Go Health, absolutely. We're totally transparent about that. On our website and mobile device, you can see the wait time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 15 minutes. And in fact, if you live halfway between two and the wait time is shorter at one, you should go to that one.
Do you have any specifics on the hours that you're open?
Sure. Thank you for asking. So urgent care centers try very hard to make themselves available at times that, you know, patients need them. So we're open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. We're open Saturdays and Sundays and holidays, 9 to 5. And we're open every day of the year. From a medical standpoint, to get back to initial question, you know, emergency departments are designed to take care of people with very serious medical illnesses, chest pains, strokes, major trauma. So if you think you're having a heart attack, you should, you know, activate the 911 system and go to an emergency department. But if you cut your finger instead of the bagel one morning and you think you need a few stitches, that's what urgent care can do. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes,
right.
It does.
Does urgent care do blood work or x-rays or anything like that? Or?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
All of our urgent care centers have the ability to repair lacerations, draw blood work. We have mobile x-ray on site. So if you think you broke your wrist, your toe, your finger, your ankle, come on in. We'll take the x-ray. What's really nice about the Northwell Go Health Urgent Cares is that we're fully integrated with Northwell Health System. So when we do an x-ray there, the Northwell radiologists can see that x-ray.
Okay.
And if we refer you to a Northwell orthopedist, they can see that x-ray.
So now if I was, which I have been, in Northwell hospitals, they have access to that too and say, oh, your history is such and such. Okay.
Correct. It's all a shared information system, and it, you know, it saves a lot of time and obviously expense when you don't need to have the test done a second time because they can see it.
Right.
Now, there are a lot of urgent care facilities around. Are you all the same? What is the difference, the advantage of coming into Northwell versus the others that exist?
Oh, Northwell's the best.
Right. Thank you for saying that for me. I think that for me as a medical director, what I have come to know about the Northwell Go Health Urgent Cares is that they really are integrated to the Northwell healthcare system. And so, like I was saying before, the x-rays get into the Northwell radiology platform. Everyone can see them. The orthopedist can see them. The radiologist will read them. We use the Northwell laboratory system. So the test results are available to all the doctors, specialists, primary care doctors. And you know how hard it is to get an appointment with a specialist, right? So you might pick up the phone and call the orthopedist, and they'll tell you it'll be a couple weeks. But since we're in the Northwell system, we have sort of an arrangement with all of the referring physicians. So if you need a cardiologist, we'll help you get an appointment within, you know, the same day or next day. And that really, I think, is a tremendous advantage, to be able to know that I see a patient in the urgent care today and they need a specialist tomorrow, and I can get them in to see that specialist.
So how do I know that I'm going to Northwell versus one of the other urgent care facilities?
Right. Well, again, we're pretty transparent. It's Northwell Health, Go Health Urgent Care. So anyone that says that says Go Health, is part of the Northwell system. We have currently about 46 in the New York market. They're in Westchester, Staten Island, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk. So it's pretty easy to identify us.
How many are in Nassau and... Where are they located?
20-something in Nassau and another 20-something in Suffolk. The nearest one to here, I think, is probably Roslyn.
Oh, there's one in Roslyn?
Yeah,
but okay.
they're all over the island.
Okay.
No, the thing is, people have to accept that technology has taken over the world. And therefore, if there is a system that's integrated, where as opposed to, you go back 20 years ago, you had to go pick up the film, wait 3 weeks, bring the film. If something was not right, you had to go back. To have Northwell Go Health hooked up with Northwell, it just, it's where we're going. And I had no idea in reference to the referral, because you can go to a regular doctor, and I'm not knocking that, and then he'll say you need to see XYZ, and it's 2 weeks. So the condition worsens versus 24, 48 hours you can get in, whether it's an orthopedic or especially a heart or a stomach or something like that. I think that's where we're going.
Yeah, we really make a conscious effort to communicate with the patient's primary care doctor. So, we're transparent about that. If with the patient's permission, we will fax electronically the report of the visit so your doctor knows that you've been to us. They know what treatment we've given. And like I said, if you go into the hospital system, they can see our records. So it's a really integrated approach.
The Go Health program, just say the one in Roslyn. I'll pick on that one for a few minutes. Is that the same, like three or four doctors there, or every day it's interns and they roll? So if I go there this week and I go back in 3 months, would I see Dr. George again, or?
So there's no interns or residents there. Typically in a Go Health Urgent Care, you'll find, depending on how busy it is,
okay,
one or two providers, typically either a physician or a physician's assistant.
Okay.
Although we've had some wonderful success using nurse practitioners as well. Patients really love them, and we really love them. So potentially a nurse practitioner. There's a rad tech who will take the x-rays, and there's often a medical assistant who will help with getting vital signs or doing a flu test or a strep test. We can get results in 8 or 10 minutes for those kind of things. Doing vital signs,
okay,
helping with getting you crutches or a splint, all those things can take place in the Go Health Center, and that's who you'll typically find.
Okay. Could you just, I don't know what the difference is. Nurse practitioner and physician's assistant.
Some technical differences at the state level in terms of which one of them is an independent practitioner or a dependent practitioner, but both nurse practitioners and physician assistants are allied health professionals. They are trained, certified to manage all kinds of medical conditions under the supervision of a collaborating or supervising physician.
Okay.
So is there always a physician on site?
No. In some of the sites, there'll be a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner who's practicing independently but being supervised by the physician. The physician might be in another location but is available to discuss the case and get their input real time.
Right. I understand. You know, she has a, or he has a situation, forwards it over, and the guy will come back within a few minutes and say, well, you know,
absolutely,
here's what I recommend. Okay,
correct.
That's fine.
If I needed an ambulance, would I be coming to you ever?
Well, what we want is to let patients, let us make that decision, okay? So, and what I mean by that is if you come in and we think you need an ambulance to go to the hospital, we'll call one, absolutely. But we want you to get to the hospital in the safest way possible. So, I mean, if you're in your home and you pass out and you're not feeling well, you should activate the 911 system. Urgent care centers do not receive ambulances. Only emergency departments can do that. So you can't call an ambulance and come to the urgent care center. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, so, that's I mean, exactly if, what if, my question was if an ambulance was needed, would I be coming to you?
No. No, ambulances are not allowed to bring patients to us. But if you walk into us and we think you're really sick and you need to be, you need a higher level of care, we will call an ambulance for you, but stay with you until the ambulance arrives. We would rather do that than have you drive yourself to the hospital from the urgent care.
There has been an overabundance of people who have gotten the flu, and even very young children have passed because of it. Have you been inundated with people with the flu, and is there anything that you suggest?
I'm so glad you brought that up. This has definitely been a really tough flu season. We've seen probably 15%, 20% more patients across the system over the last 2 weeks, the majority of them with flu or flu-like illness. And for the population who is your radio audience here, just like you said, the seniors and the very young have been really sort of disproportionately effective. The most effective way of dealing with flu is to get vaccinated. There is a high dose seniors vaccine now. It has more stuff in it so that after you get vaccinated, you get a higher level of protection. There's good data that that is the single most effective way to prevent getting influenza every year. So that my advice would be to anyone who's listening, if you haven't been vaccinated yet, go get your vaccine, go to one of the GoHealths, go to your primary care doctor and get your flu shot today. It is not too late.
That's the one thing. And it's really has been a shame because in the beginning of like September, October, Project Independence sets up all the senior centers, free flu shots. I mean, everybody could get it. And you're not paying attention to the fact that you're really being disrespectful to the other people around you by not getting it. I'm not saying it's always successful, but it's better than nothing. And when the option exists, I mean, my daughter years ago had cancer and she's fine, but she was in Sloan Kettering for a couple of months. You had to show it was September, October, November, you got the flu shot because years ago, prior to her being sick, somebody came on, infected the floor. And, you know, you can't move these patients. Well, they did have to move them, et cetera. It was a nightmare. So I actually had to show from the doctor that me and my wife and everybody,
proof.
We had proof that we had gotten the shot, or they wouldn't let you in to visit.
Right. There's a lot of myths out there about the flu shot. You know, you can't get the flu from the flu shot. There's no live virus in it. That's one we often deal with and try and explain to patients. You can become briefly achy and sore for a day, and obviously you get a little soreness at the injection site. Many patients misinterpret that as they got sick from the vaccine. It's just simply not possible. The vaccines are not 100% effective. You know, the childhood vaccines like measles and mumps, they're very, very effective, 95, 98% effective. The efficacy of the flu vaccine changes every year, and some years it does a little better than others. This year it seems to be about 40% effective. That's still 40% better than no vaccination. And what we've seen is even people who get the vaccine can still get the flu, but they get a more mild case of the flu. So instead of feeling awful for a week, you feel lousy for a couple of days. That's
okay.
Still better. And you might not end up in the hospital with one of the complications.
Right. Okay. Actually, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Dr. Neil Shipley here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.